Yeah, this is about to be live, ladies and gentlemen. I hope y'all tuning in, because tonight is about to be a night of dynamic destiny. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy, CL King, coming to you live from the High Definition Studios here in Jacksonville, North Carolina. You know, it's raining buckets outside, but I want y'all to
this
know
is being recorded.
That it's going to be raining on the inside of your heart, because I've brought and we've been blessed to have two dynamic people come on to our show. Now, listen, people come on this show from all across the country and literally around the world. 17 different countries download this podcast. And every time I have guests on in our virtual studios, I feel like they were the best ones. So guess what? Tonight on Tuesday night, y'all, I got the best for y'all. And let me tell you about two dynamic ladies that are going to be spending time with us for a little bit. They are twin sisters, and their story is truly remarkable. I'm not going to tell it all because I want them to share it with you, but they are identical twins, Allie Calvo and Andrea Colburn. Andrea is legally blind. Allie is fully sighted. These former University of Texas cheerleaders now spend their lives as personal development coaches cheering you on. Get ready for a high performance tonight. I'm telling y'all, we might do some cheers right here live on Impacting Life 24/7. They help you develop better relationships and joyful abundance in all areas of your life. Allie and Andrea were born nearly 3 months premature, y'all, weighing just over 2 pounds. The doctor said they would never make it through the night. Although complications of an overexposure to oxygen led to Andrea's severe visual impairment, both Allie and Andrea have used their perspective of what could have been to live a life of purpose, inspiration, and gratitude through incredible trials of adversity. And you guys know that one of my taglines as a personal human being is, no matter the adversity, you still can make it. Together and individually, Allie and Andrea have overcome incredible life-changing circumstances and challenges, including blindness, poverty, divorce, cancer, to become award-winning international entrepreneurs, TV actresses, a spokesperson, speakers, and world champion and all-American athletes. I want you guys to know that on Impacting Life 24/7, roll up your sleeves because it's going to be on tonight. Welcome to our virtual studios, Allie Calvo and Andrea Colburn. Welcome, ladies.
What's up? Thank you, CL. Ready out of breath.
Did I tell you it's always something with the intro, man? I want you guys to know that the red carpet is rolled out for y'all, and we're so thankful.
Thank you for having us.
We're thankful that you guys have decided to take time out of your schedule. I'm actually talking to the past. Y'all are talking to the future because they're an hour behind me on the Texas timeline. And so, I was telling my staff today, I said, listen, guys, these ladies that are on the show tonight, I want y'all to check out their stuff. And then I got some responses back like, whoa, how did you land those ladies? And I said, you know what? God works miracles. That's all I can say. And so we're very, very blessed to have Andrea and Allie with us on the show. And what we typically do, because we got a lot to get through, I want to tell everybody about the work that you're doing and all the connections that you have. But first thing that we always do, is we ask our guests, how can people connect with you? So if you guys like to tell the way people can connect with you during the show, right now, we would like to hear how people can do it right at this moment if they were going to go find you.
Of course. You can simply go to leadlovelegacy.com, and all of our social icons are on the top right corner, and you can find any of the other relevant information about what we're going to have conversation about on that website as well.
All right. So again, let me make sure that I get it right, because, you know, I'll be messing up stuff, y'all. Leadlovelegacy.com. And you can find our guests who are in our virtual studios tonight, Andrea Colburn and Allie Calvo. And so, again, we're very, very blessed to have you guys. So next thing that I'm going to do is, I know you all. We've talked twice, and, we talked for a long time, and we just got done in the pre-show. And I said, man, I am so excited to be able to have you guys back. But our audience doesn't know you. So, Andrea, I'm going to ask you to go first. Tell us a little bit about, tell us a little
it's
bit.
It's all good. First of all, Allie and I are born 7 minutes apart, and Allie was born first, so I'm super glad that you asked me to get to talk first, because sometimes it's my turn.
You know what I mean?
We always have to have that. So,
yes.
That's only fair that we trade spots. So today I get the first question. Fantastic.
Yes.
My name, of course, is Andrea Kohlberg, and Allie Calvo is my twin. We work together here in Texas, but we also get to work around the world. And as you heard in CL's fantastic, fabulous intro with the most energy ever, that's fantastic. Allie and I were born to about 3 months premature, and we were 2 pounds each. And I got too much oxygen in the incubator. And when that happened, it was a circumstance that we can talk about through this conversation, but it created some decisions, not only in my life, but in Allie's life as well, in how we function in our day-to-day life. So with the visual impairment, with me being disabled with the visual impairment and Allie being fully sighted and us growing up as identical twins with the world constantly comparing us to one another, we had some opportunity for gratitude. We had some opportunity to pout about it. And we figured out really quickly the easier way is to be grateful for what we have. And so we learned a lot in the process of growing up together of what mentorship looks like, what teamwork looks like, what perseverance looks like, what overcoming obstacles looks like, what adversity looks like. And all of those pieces put together have impacted all of the conversations that we've had in our careers as we've gotten older and been able to impact the world around us in some incredibly powerful ways that have just changed not everything just for us, but for generations of people around the world.
Wow, it's powerful. And you know, you going first, I mean, you really set the bar pretty high. So Allie, you're second now, and I know you're the twin. So we want to hear a little bit about yourself too, Allie. Tell us about yourself.
And I will say we're competitive because I know people ask that. However, really our story is a gift to each other, and we've enjoyed elevating each other as we've grown. So not to compete with any of Andrea's answers or thoughts, I will say that like Andrea mentioned, and also like you mentioned in the conversation earlier, we grew up with some hard stuff, and not just Andrea's disability, but we grew up through poverty. We had all kinds of circumstances that we can talk about. However, it is one of our greatest privileges now to be able to use what was hard and the circumstances that gave us challenge growing up and even to this day, and to use that to make a difference for other people. And
right.
Our mission has always been to be a catalyst for good. And we get to do that, the privilege of doing that in so many different ways. And to me, the measure of success is just that. It's God gave us all our own unique gifts and talents. Mm-hmm. And the real measure at the end of our days isn't about a paycheck. It isn't about a number of likes or comments or follows or anything like that. It really is, to what extent have I personally taken the responsibility to use the gifts and talents that God gave us uniquely and to make a difference for other people?
Wow.
And the hard stuff that we went through is what has shaped us now, not just as entrepreneurs and not just as sisters, but certainly as the wife that I am for my husband every day, as the mom that I am for my kids, as a human being who gets the privilege of being on this earth because we were not supposed to make it through that first night.
Right.
The privilege that we have of making it past that first night and every night since then, I want to make sure we maximize that. I want to make sure we use that in a way that's meaningful to the world.
Wow. Awesome, man. And the VP is also my co-host, Mike Black. They're on the live chat, and they said hello, and they are, Greg says, I am amazed. And I told you, our staff today was just like, wow, these ladies are remarkable. And one of the things that you guys have really sparked my imagination is that you were born in adversity. You were born in adversity. And I do a speech talking about the sea turtle being born with every odd stacked against them. So some of the challenges that you guys faced being born premature, and then Andrea with your, you know, getting too much oxygen and it impairing your vision. When you look at other people who were born in adversity, some people have allowed the adversity to shape them in a negative way. right? You know, me being homeless from the streets of Cleveland, Andrea, the story is very simple. I could have just simply folded to that adversity. But you have taken this adversity and used it to impact others. It's like you don't even recognize that you have a disability. You're using your disability as an ability, and we really honor you for that. But when we talk about the beginning stages that you guys went through in terms of poverty, where were you guys raised?
We were here in Texas, so you know, we moved a little bit around in our early days, but for the most part, we were in Texas. And when we were dealing with poverty, we were in that formidable age of kind of the junior high, early teen time frame, kind of sixth grade, seventh grade, fifth grade, sixth grade, seventh grade, eighth grade, that kind of window of when there was a lot of crisis in our lives. And our mom got divorced. It was a really tragic situation that impacted everybody in some real difficult ways. And I think one of the things, as we knew already how to deal with the adversity of the disability, we also knew how to deal with gratitude. And I'll give you the context to what the gratitude meant. Mm-hmm. With my visual impairment, the way that happened was a nurse took me out of the incubator when we were a day old. She picked me up and she didn't pick Allie up, and we were different incubators. And she saw that I turned blue because I couldn't breathe. So she put me back in the incubator, intending to turn the oxygen up a little bit so I could catch up for a few minutes, and forgot about that oxygen being up high for 18 days. And that 18 days is what caused the damage to the retina in the back of my eyes and created this crisis with my eyes. And right. So growing up, prior to the poverty, every day I would learn how to overcome some situation. You know, I don't know which one is the men's or women's bathroom, so I have to get help with that, even though I want to be independent. I don't know how to find my classroom when I'm in first grade, so I have to get help with that. So all of these things, you learn how to deal with the, not just the challenges, but you learn how to be grateful for the help that you get and grateful for the circumstances and how you choose to assign the meaning to that circumstance.
Right.
And for me, someone making a mistake, a human error in my early life, taught me how to assign the meaning to those crises. So when poverty came into our world, mm-hmm. and we didn't know where the next meal was going to come from, and the church fed us, and Allie and I shared three pair of pants between us, those were the days where we were grateful for the three pair of pants. Right. And those were the days where we were amazed that total strangers put groceries in our pantry or Christmas presents under the tree. So we had almost what I would class, because I can see this in hindsight now, almost what I would class as a little bit of a advantage in how we managed and consumed that chapter of our lives in poverty, because we knew what adversity looked like when that happened. And we knew how to assign the meaning to it. Was it easy? No. Did we cry through it? Yes. Right. Was it real crisis? Was it real trauma? Absolutely. Right. Was it very scary? Absolutely. But I'll tell you what, to this day, many, many, many years later, not that we're old, because nobody needs to talk about that, but yeah. Many years later, we have gratitude when we fill our pantries from the grocery store, because right. we remember what it was like to not be able to fill our pantries in those days. And it's like yesterday. You don't forget where you came from, because we choose not to.
Well,
you know, that's a big deal.
Well, you know, I'm thinking about this, Allie, and I know I wasn't supposed to bounce back and forth, so I'll just, it's
all good.
It's just reflex here. But when I gravitate toward the story, you know, of poverty and especially being those formative years, How fresh is, I mean, it's not, obviously it's been some time ago, but when you think about it and you reflect on that, I know gratitude is obviously what guides you guys, and you guys are exuding with gratitude, but when you're going through it, what is a teen and preteen thinking? What was your mentality during that time?
That's such a good question, because I want to be really clear that even though we are naturally, or Andrea in particular, is wired naturally very optimistic, it's not always rainbows and butterflies. And it is okay to be sad. And it is okay for this stuff to be hard. It's really hard growing up. And then you add poverty on top of it. Mm-hmm. That it is a weight worth a million pounds.
Right.
And so that's why the importance of what Andrew talked about being assigning the meaning becomes really important. But also too, when you go through stuff that's hard, whether you were born into it, whether it's a circumstance that has just come up in your life in this week, whatever it is, all of that hard stuff is, again, that's what makes you gritty. And the real beauty is that we all have a choice. We don't have a choice about the things that happen to us, but we do have a choice to determine the lens that we are looking through that, so that we can make the decision to say, you know what, this hard stuff, even though it's hard,
right,
it's not happening to me, it's happening for me.
Mm.
And in the for me allows you to open your heart, open your eyes and say, okay, how do I hold up the mirror? And what can I do to get myself out of where I don't want to be? What can I do? And the perfect example of that is when we were in the middle of poverty, we wanted as a preteen to join a sport. And I'll tell you a funny story about that later, but we wanted to become cheerleaders in our junior high school. And cheerleading in and of itself is not an inexpensive sport. There's a lot of costs that go on involved with it. And we had no money, no physical ability at all to pay for this sport, but we definitely wanted to do it. And so here comes the grittiness in us. And we figured out at 11 years old, how do we go work? How do we find a babysitting job? How do we go? How do we elevate what we can do? Because I can't rely on my mom to do it. She's working three jobs already to just prevent us from living in a box on the side of the street. And so what can I do when it's hard to create opportunities for myself? And the other option was to miss out and not have that opportunity. And so our choice was, do we sit here and be a victim of how hard this is and the circumstance, or do we figure it out again? How can I use my talents that God gave me to go do something that's going to help me get to where I want to be? And that's where your grittiness comes in. So we saved our money and we got enough money to become cheerleaders, and we became cheerleaders and in junior high, and that became All-Americans in high school, and that became Division I athletes in college. And then of course now we own an entire company and a revenue stream that we can talk about that later too. But the things that you create in your life are so much more powerful when you've done the things yourself to earn it, instead of have it handed to you. And so to me, there's a great gift in that hard stuff. Yeah.
Bye, Samson. I had to get Samson out of here. I think he was going on a sock tirade. I had to say, come up to the studio and get Samson. He's trying to eat all the socks in the bedroom. All right, so
it's funny. My dog loves socks too.
Yeah, he was quietly. No wonder he was so quiet over there. I said, yep. I said, come get him. But you know, the reality is that you guys are speaking something that I have been shouting at the top of my lungs, jumping off of stages with my veins popping out my neck for the last 14 years traveling around this country, is that what you said, we embrace the fact that life was hard. Okay. You guys were almost homeless.
Sure.
At one point, right, Andrea?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And so don't get it twisted. It was hard.
Absolutely.
But the difference is that you saw that was not your end state. That the inabilities and the walls and the doors that were closed, that was not your end state. You said, you know, we don't have any money. We're sharing three pairs of pants. You know, we're getting fed by the church. But still, we have a goal. And this is why I try to tell young people, we're just speaking. We're teaching y'all. Okay, I got Andrea Kohlberg and Allie Calvo from Texas with me tonight. And we're teaching young people. Moms and dads, listen closely. That what these ladies were born with the doctor's prognosis saying, y'all ain't gonna make it through the night, right? And then a little while later, they find out, oh, human error causes Andrea to have to live with a visual impairment for the rest of her life. And a little while later, they are living in abject poverty and mom struggling and trying to make it through. Was dad in the picture?
No. Well, he wasn't in the financial picture.
Okay.
I'll say that. He was a very negative force in the situation at that time. Yes.
I'll say this. Our dad signed relinquishment. And a lot of people will resonate with this because
yes,
sadly, there are so many I don't want to do such a blanket statement, but I can speak to our own dad. Our dad signed relinquishment in a court of law. It was Andrew and myself that we're two of six. So we have four brothers. And when you sign relinquishment in a court of law, that means he went to court and specifically said, I want to have nothing to do with my six kids. I give you away. It made it illegal for him or us to have any conversation or talk to him or whatever. So not only did he leave us, he went out of his way to go to court and disown us. And so in that moment, not only are you broken, and we were broken financially prior to him doing that, but you as a child, and that's what we were, think, man, here's the big choice. You have a choice to say, even my own dad didn't love me enough. Even my own dad, I must be so unlovable that he went out of his way to give us away. And all of us, all six of us, went through our own versions of what that is. And we all walked our own path, but we had a similar circumstance, and that our dad just said, see you later. And so there's so much to be said for that. And I will tell you this, it is one of the biggest things that has shaped not only how I am as a mother, it is also one of the biggest things that shaped when I basically selected my husband. I was able to say, this is what I don't want.
Right.
And there are a lot of things we look for in our life that say, that's what I want, and that's what I aspire, and I'm going to go do the things to accomplish that. But there are also value in the things when someone behaves in a way of what you don't want. There's a healing process that goes through that. And there was definitely a forgiving process that went through that, that was life-changing. Mm-hmm. But it also equipped me to say, here's what I expect in a husband, and I'm going to take nothing less. And that's what I got. I actually married my high school sweetheart, and he's awesome.
Look at that. I heard. Yeah. she said, you know what? Hey, look, I need to see your resume. And if you don't meet up to this, God bless you. So now, listen, we just came off the heels, ladies and gentlemen. I'm joined by Allie Calvo and her twin, Andrea Kohlberg. Are you guys in the Houston, Texas area?
Yes.
Yeah, that's why they're so cool, because you guys know I'll be in Houston in October. And so that's why I connect with these folks so well. We're just on the heels of Father's Day. Father's Day is complete. And we didn't plan this, ladies and gentlemen, but I think it's so powerful what they've said. She talked about, Allie talked about forgiveness. And Andrea, I would like to get your thoughts on maybe understand that your dad, when you were young, however old he did, was there a time when you understood, okay, my dad has chosen not to be in my life?
Yes, we were old enough by that point. We absolutely understood his decision-making process at that time. And we were processing it at a time where it was a junior high time frame. And That's a window when every teen is questioning their value, figuring out where they are, and not only the hierarchy of their friends,
right,
but the hierarchy of their own value in their own life. Excuse me. That's why what you see on the internet can be so powerful, because everything is filtered and curated. Yeah. And so when the teens look at what they feel like comparatively against what they see on the internet, they're going to question that. And that's the phase that we were in when we were questioning, are we good enough? Are we smart enough? Are we capable enough? And then I was going through the phase of being very self-conscious about reading my papers at school really close to my face, because it made me identifiable as a blind person. So I was struggling with all of the aspects of who I was personally. And then when we were literally rejected in a legal manner, it really forces you to look at who you are and what value you want to place on yourself. And one of the things that I think both Allie and I came through with as we grew older and processed what that looks like in our own lives is that the forgiveness is never for the person who created the trauma. It's for you. And so for me to be able to forgive my father for the things that happened in that chapter, it didn't even matter if he was able to see it, hear it, accept it, any of that. Mm. It only mattered that I was truly able to make an authentic component of forgiveness in my own life, because that was my freedom. And that allowed me to have open space in my heart for the people who really did deserve to have me in their world. And I think for kids, especially those teen years, it's super important to recognize where that value comes from. And it can't, it doesn't always come, unfortunately, it doesn't always come from a parent or an actual parent. Our dad, the person we call dad, is actually our stepdad, who our mom married after the fact. And he walked into six kids in full crisis and chose us. And he is the true definition in our world of dad. And he's a stepdad, but I would never think of him as a stepdad because he's what the dad role looks like for us. And so because we forgave our real dad, our biological dad, so many years ago,
right,
the trauma's done with that. And we just learn from that and can carry that forward in the positive way, in a freeing way.
Wow. Okay. So ladies and gentlemen, I'm here, man, y'all about to get me all teared up. I can't be getting emotional on my show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here with my two guests, the founders of Lead Love Legacy. Go to leadlovelegacy.com. And if I'm telling your company name wrong, y'all can correct me, but I know that's the website. You guys can find it. I would love for everyone right now, no matter, Greg says moonshine. Not really, brother. This is just water, y'all.
it's water.
Yeah, that's right. But I would love for you guys to go to leadlovelegacy.com. Again, leadlovelegacy.com. And I would love for you to find out more about what my amazing guest, Allie Calvo, and her twin sister, Andrea Kohlberg, are offering to help change the world. See, some people, like I looked at some of you guys' pictures. You guys can go on there, look on their one sheet. They're standing before thousands of people, speaking before thousands of folks, and they've got an international reach far across the seas in my other second stomping grounds, the UK. You know, you guys got so many things that we connect with. We might be brother and sister. You never know, you know?
I think we might. You're the triplet. You are the triplet.
I'm the triplet. That's right. But, you know, I wanted to spend just a little bit of time belaboring that little nugget that we talked about, because you guys said something freeing. Both, I don't know if y'all noticed it, but y'all both said it. The forgiveness was freeing you to go on with your life. And see, I had to come to that stage myself because I was real bitter. Oh man, I was angry. You know, how you gonna give up your own kid to social services? And then nobody ever came to see me from my own family. I mean, bitter, angry, until I realized that if I carry this on, then I'm gonna carry this on into my marriage. I'm gonna carry this on as a parent. I'm gonna carry this on. And I'm not saying that I don't ever have days where the sadness kind of, you know, comes on the horizon. But then I remember that I'm free from that. You know, and Andrea, you did a great job articulating the fact that the forgiveness was not necessarily for your biological father. It was the forgiveness was for you. I forgive you so that I can be free. Now, isn't that powerful, y'all? So all y'all out there I'm about to preach now. All y'all out there holding grudges and you wondering why you still bound, it's because you've not been freed through the vehicle of forgiveness. And you guys have amazing stories just by the virtue of your birth, but then to hear the rest of what else you went through. Somebody had to battle cancer. Which one of you had to battle that?
That was me as well. That's I'm Andrea talking, if you're just listening on the podcast and not watching on YouTube or wherever there's a video. So and that one was pretty incredible as well. I was 26 at the time, and healthy athlete, normal healthy life, no family history of cancer. And when I was pregnant with my daughter, I had some serious pain that we couldn't figure it out. And about 5 weeks after she was born, we finally got a diagnosis. I had a kidney stone in my right kidney that was not yet moving. And then I had a lemon-sized tumor in my left kidney. So with a five-week-old baby, I had surgery, and they couldn't biopsy prior to the surgery because if the tumor was cancer, it would spread on the needle path, and it's not a situation you want to create. So I had a surgery knowing that when I woke up, they would tell me, yes, you have cancer, or no, you don't. Mm-hmm. And it was a crisis because obviously both kidneys were involved, so they had to get to both sides of the body, which wasn't a normal protocol either. And I had just had a baby. So all of that put together, I went to sleep knowing I was going to wake up. And sure enough, they said, the doctors removed all of the kidney and took all, everything around it because you have renal cell carcinoma. And I was told this happened. I don't remember because I was super drugged up, but I feel like you tell the truth when you're in the narcotic stage of the, I'm probably using wrong
medical.
Anesthesia.
Yes.
Yeah. Anesthesia. Whatever. Anyway, when you're asleep, y'all, I tell the truth. And so when I was told you have cancer, my response was, oh, the doctors saved my life. And I think that statement is really important because I didn't say how mad I was that why me, I have cancer, I have a new baby. None of that came out. What came out was gratitude that the doctors were persistent enough in a really difficult case to figure out what was wrong when a lot of doctors prior to them gave up. And they saved my life because of that. And I think, again, it shifts how you can cope with the circumstances of life. And there was obviously some medical things that happened after the that initial surgery. But long story short, my daughter's 21 years old now, and I am still healthy, and I still get my checkups, and all is well. And that by itself is a miracle, that she was okay, that I was okay, that the doctors were persistent, and the cancer happened right at the time where it created the alarm bells, where it was heard in time and it didn't escape.
Right.
It's one of those things that anybody can argue with me all day long, and I'm going to tell you that was a miracle. And that's
question.
All it is.
Well, you know, Andrea, on this show, this is not, I don't know, Greg, we're not a church show, but we're all faith-based. My whole staff, we believe in God. And so when people want to give praise to God, we say, go ahead on this show. You are not filtered. There is nobody going to mute you. If Mark Zuckerberg tries to, we'll put it on our website. How about that? So y'all hearing my friends are the two twin sisters, Allie, the dynamic duo, Allie Calvo and Andrea Kohlberg. And they are the founders of Lead Love Legacy. And when we come back from the break, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to hear about, man, you just heard, I mean, Lord, we have to recap after the break because it's just so much. And no wonder you guys can almost finish each other's sentences because y'all are so close. And it's a crucible. You guys went through a crucible, and a crucible is heated to intensity, and it's forged, and it's violent. But when it's poured out, man, it turns into something powerful. And you guys are very, very powerful. So when we come back after the break, ladies and gentlemen, with Allie and Andrea, we're going to hear about the things that they are doing locally, nationally, and internationally to take all of that, that crucible that they went through, and now they're pouring out their goodness and greatness into the lives of others. But you guys know that our you know, what we do here on Impacting Life 24/7, I better click the right button, is a result of our sponsors. The podcast that you're listening to, Impacting Life 24/7, is brought to you in part by our dynamic and amazing sponsors who continue to support us impacting one life, one day at a time. Our gold sponsors, Michelle Perry, she is the host of the Successful Diligence podcast, and she is the best-selling author of The Pebble in My Shoe. You can connect with Michelle and get a copy of her book at successfuldiligence.com. Paula Cusson has dedicated her life to volunteering in community youth programs such as the Young Marines. Paula believes that the greatest asset each young person can have is at least one caring adult in their life. Our platinum sponsors are Mr. Greg Smith. He is the author of 100 Simple Ways How to Manage a Property and Evidence Room. Get your copy today of his new released book by reaching out to Gregory Smith on Facebook or email him at smithg1963@yahoo.com. Adrian Barker, she is the host of the Adrian Barker Speaks podcast. She is a dynamic life coach and CEO of Professional Global Etiquette. Everything and anything that Adrian Barker touches prospers. please connect with her at professionalglobaletiquette.com. Mr. Mike Black from New Bern, North Carolina, helps men throughout Eastern Carolina lead a faith-filled life. He is a compassionate leader in his church and is a devoted husband and father. Dr. Nate Dunlap Jr., he is the executive director of the PRF Institute. He is the author of What's Next? Preparing for Eternity and Don't Leave Me Like This, Inspiration to Leave a Legacy. As a 501c3 nonprofit organization, the PRF Institute is blessed to be that premier stewardship-based teaching ministry that truly responds to the needs of families and communities around the country. Find Dr. Dunlap and his amazing team at prfinstitute.org. Poet Katrina McCain, she is the author of Because She Decided to Love. And this is a collection of poetry and prose about love and its impact on every relationship. This raw and uncut poetry book addresses the themes of how we experience love through many different circumstances, such as loss, hurt, and pain. Because She Decided to Love takes readers through a journey from the sweetest to the most bitter emotions that love evokes. Get your copy today at poetkatrinamccain.com. Dr. Skip Mondragon II. He is a 26-year Army veteran, National Veterans Wrestling Champion, and a dynamic speaker. He is the author of Wrestling Depression is Not for Wimps. Lessons Learned from an Amateur Wrestler's Fight to Triumph Over Depression. Contact him at WrestlingIsNotForWimps.com. The Underdog Ninja Foundation. This was founded by Javi and Jessica Madrigal in 2020. They're a husband and wife team that have been battling and overcoming heart disease for 18 years. Their personal story and experiences have led them to follow the calling of empowering, educating, and supporting those fighting heart disease. Contact this amazing couple and team at underdogninja.org. If you would like to become a sponsor of our international podcast, Impacting Life 24/7, which can be heard around the world, simply go to clkingspeaker.com. We'd love to partner with you. So, yes, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to Impacting Life 24/7 with your host, CL King, back live in the High Definition Studios. And I am thankful to have in our virtual studios, as well as on our podcast, those listening to our podcast, we have the twins, the dynamic twins, Ali Calvo, and, of course, Andrea Kohlberg. And we are so blessed to have them with us. Every time I get guests like these on the show, which, you know, we always have great guests. But, you know, there's those certain guests where it's just like, man, why did we just schedule them for one show? You know, I could have gone on for like two or three shows. And one thing that the reason why we can have this platform is because of the dynamic sponsors that you guys heard about us talking about on that commercial. But more importantly, we want this to be a platform where people can come and us share the great things that they are doing. It's not so that everybody can think CL King is famous. Listen, I'm already famous. Okay. Didn't y'all see my post on Father's Day? I'm the most famous cat in this house. I don't need to be no more famous than where I'm at right here in Jacksonville. So it's not about that. It's more about, man, people who are making an impact and the stories that they tell and the life experiences that they share, like what Ali and Andrea have shared with us thus far. Man, I know there's people out there that's going through something similar, and man, it can impact you. So thank you, ladies, for joining back with us. You didn't leave during the commercial break, but we got a lot to cover this second half. So Lead, Love, Legacy. Tell us what it's all about, man. How did that get started? What's the background behind it?
So Lead, Love, Legacy, believe it or not, is actually our pivot during COVID. And I'll say this. So let me back into what Lead, Love, Legacy is and how it all became. So Andrew and I own two companies together, one of which, as you mentioned, is Lead, Love, Legacy in America. And the other one is a UK-based company, even though we live in Texas. And the UK-based company is called Legacy Cheer and Dance. And that's because we run competitive cheerleading and dance competitions in the UK. So we fly back and forth a lot. We have a whole lot of miles. And the premise behind delivering cheerleading and dance competitions in another country is exactly what we've been talking about at the front half of the show, which is how can we be a catalyst for good? In fact, our tagline is building leaders for life. And it really is, hey, we're gonna build this company where there's a need. We're gonna grow the sport globally where there's a need. We have a background in the sport. We understood it, we know the sport. However, it's not really about the sport or the trophies or the rankings or the medals or the banners. It really is about how do you elevate someone's life, and the sport is the vehicle. And so because we happen to be blessed with that particular background and the relationships that we had in the industry, it was a natural vehicle for us to be able to go inspire others. And we happen to use cheerleading and dance competitions to do that across the world. Now, we gather thousands and thousands of people in these giant concert arenas to come together and compete. And we've grown the sport tremendously over the years that Legacy has been in existence. And even the sides of our truck, we have an American flag and a British flag, and it says Legacy. And right underneath it, it says Building Leaders for Life. And they drive all around the country with our tour to all the different stops. And then COVID. Right. And then all of a sudden you can't gather thousands of people into an arena. And so Legacy Cheer and Dance shut down. Well, we're not going to stop being catalysts for good. We're not going to stop being leaders for life.
Right.
And what we understood through our work there is that it was one thing to be able to mentor and make a difference for the athletes who we were already working with in that little niche situation.
Right.
But and those were amazing transformations, and they remain amazing transformations. However, the real transcendence happens when we can pivot and do what we've done with Lead Love Legacy in this last year. And that is, how do we put the same leadership development? How do we put the same mentorship development in place? How do we elevate the places where our teens are now, not just in their sport of cheerleading and dance, because there are a lot of people who aren't in that sport, but how do we elevate and mentor and make a difference for people everywhere? And that's how Lead Love Legacy was born.
Man, that's powerful. And you can go to, you can find out more about Lead Love Legacy. I mean, not Lead Love Legacy, but you can find out more about the cheering piece. The cheering component is called LegacyCheerAndDance.com. And that is an additional outreach of Lead Love Legacy with my guest. And so you guys are, that's what I was blown away when I looked at, I'm like, man, you guys got thousands of people gathered together cheering and dancing. And, you know, I kind of made me want to dust off my my duds and see if I might can bust a move. You know what I'm saying?
So it's pretty contagious. It's you know,
so let's just ask the question. Can both of y'all dance?
We still have it a little bit. I mean, we can, what we find is as we're older, we did the things where the guys hold the girls up in the air. And so as we get older, it hurts more to do that. Like, we're sore longer.
Yeah.
If we keep doing it, and we need more, you know, the more talented guy has to be holding us up in the air, because it's just harder when you're older, but we're not that much older.
Well, that takes faith, man, because I see folks flying up in the air and all that kind of stuff. I'm like, okay, if you guys gonna hold my tail up there, you're gonna need a couple more than just two guys down there. I'm just warning you, it comes down way faster than when it went up. And so
you'll see pictures on our Instagram. We can still do it. Like, they can hold us with one hand.
They can still do it. They can still
do it. Yeah, we still can do it.
That's awesome. And you know what? Again, finding, you know, the vehicles through sports and this competition. But like what I love what Andrea, I'm love what Allie said. She said that, yeah, there's trophies and awards and all that. But you guys have a much bigger purpose for putting this together. And Andrea, you guys go over there to the UK and it turns out to be a really big deal, huh?
Well, not only has it been a big deal, but it has changed lives. And that's where Lead Love Legacy came in, because as we knew that it was time to pivot and COVID was happening and everybody was in panic mode about, oh, wow, not only am I afraid of the health issues, but I'm also afraid for my personal family and my business and my job and all of the things that were intertwined in those initial months. we knew the way back to whatever was going to be the next chapter through this crisis was going to be to lead boldly, to love deeply, and to live a legacy on purpose. And that's where lead, love, legacy came in. Lead boldly, love deeply, and live your legacy. And I think one of the things that has been wonderful to watch as we navigate through the human process of grief in the pandemic, mm-hmm. that this year was not what anybody thought it would be, or however long it's been now. So right. This was not what anyone expected. It's not what anyone dreamed of. And a lot of people were grieving this loss of what they thought they had. They also found those teachable moments. And that's what Allie and I were capturing, because we really believe that there are teachable moments everywhere. And that's what you'll see on leadlovelegacy.com, because everybody in this process started on the same page.
Right.
The world shut down.
Right.
So now what are you going to do about it? And everybody deserves a mentorship opportunity to have the handholding where they can go through not just a pandemic crisis, but any life crisis. And Allie and I were uniquely equipped to empower our followers and our audience to do that. And that's why, for example, we have an Elevate Mentorship for Teen Programs program right now that is phenomenal. Why? Because we already know how hard it is to be a teen. We've already lived our lives in that pattern of crisis. We know how to overcome it. We know what the adversity looks like. And now we know and study the science of the human motivation attached to overcoming those things and to create the autonomy and the mastery and the purpose of human motivation. We understand what that looks like in the regular times. We understand what it looks like in the crisis of COVID times. And so all of those things mesh together so well. And the world was finally ready to pause for a minute and say, okay, what am I going to do to step out of this?
Right.
Well, first thing they need to do is get a mentor. And that's why the Elevate program began. Because when people are talking in crisis, they're talking in fear.
Right.
So anybody in customer service that's listening or watching this podcast, you're going to know that when you get communication from customer service, the certain component of people who email or call you and they're ranting, it's because they're operating in fear of something. Their fear of losing their thought of what it should be. So they come at you really hard. Well, when you're operating in that tone, the person on the other end has to have a level of empathy and compassion to be able to process that, to help that person through it. And that's really what started all of this for us. We had the compassion. We were able to look at that. We put in the work ethic and we put in the personal accountability. And that's what we teach to our teens now. Those three core components, the work ethic, the personal accountability, and the empathy. And I'll tell you what, imagine if the world had all of those three elements magnified. That's what Elevate is.
It would be a different place. And that Elevate is ELEV8. And you've got
the number eight.
Right, the number eight. And it's 8 steps to build confidence when your young people or your kids are down. And absolutely incredible. Jessica Madrigal, the founder of the Underdog Ninja, says, incredible work, ladies. And she's out there in Seattle, Washington. They're one of our sponsors. Amazing people. And when she says, if she says it's incredible, let me tell you something, just bank on it, because she don't say, she says what she means. So Elevate, and Elevate is a mentorship for young people. What's the ages?
14 to 19.
So listen, ladies and gentlemen, remember when our guests who are joining us tonight on Impact Life 24/7, Allie Calvo and Andrea Kohlberg, the twins who are making stuff happen with their organization Lead, Love, and Legacy. Remember when they were about that age and they were going through all the uncertainty and, you know, dad walking out of their life? They said, you know what, we're going to create a mechanism of, man, this is so intentional what you guys have done, the Elevate Mentoring Program. And so listen, ladies, I got to cram like 7 years worth of stuff in the next 10 minutes.
You can do it.
That's why they pay me the big bucks. How can someone connect with y'all? Do you have like an on-ramp or something where people can kind of feel it out or get an experience of what you're actually offering?
Yes. Yeah, so Elevate actually has a 2-week trial for $7. And here's what's really great about that 2-week trial. The very first thing that happens in Elevate is you set up a one-on-one session with Andrea and I together, not one or the other, but together. And so not only do you get a 2-for-1 special, basically, and you get it for a super special because it's $7
right.
to do your trial. And all that does is allow us to get to know you And that conversation is a mentorship conversation that you schedule with us. And it is, you know, it's a conversation about where are you right now? What are you struggling with? What are you dreaming about? And that puts into context essentially the baseline of where we go next, because 8 weeks later, Elevate, 8 weeks later, we're going to have that same conversation and we're going to measure, look how far you've come through the group coaching of like-minded peers that are joining in the same Elevate program throughout the week. And each week we meet, each week we'll have relevant exercises, each week we'll have office hours where maybe on a Tuesday afternoon when we didn't have a Zoom session called, Andrea and I said, we have 2 hours free. We're just going to open the lines. And UCL might be a 15-year-old kid that says, man, I had a hard day today. I'm really struggling with my coach on the team or a teammate or a sibling or a friend down the street. I need an ear. I need a voice. I need to bounce this off of someone. And so even open office hours like that. So the mentorship is very personal. It is very safe. It is very community, but it's very measurable and it's very science-based. We don't just drift through. It's very specific on how will we work in these three pillars, as Andrea mentioned, the work ethic, the empathy, and the personal responsibility. How will we give you and equip you to truly understand and define what legacy you want to leave and lead and what you want to be known for? What will you stand for? What will you no longer stand for? So all of the dreams that you have, you can start attaching behaviors to those things that get you there. And so it's a very intentional program. And like I said, that 2 week trial, it's a $7 trial. After that, there's a monthly fee. So if you get in and you have a session, and the reason we do that trial is because we know how powerful it is and how effective it is. And once you get in a couple weeks later, then the monthly components start, and right. It's month to month. You can stay in as long as you want. You can hop out whenever you need to. And every 8 weeks we'll measure your progress.
Well, and ladies and gentlemen, I'm joined by two dynamic twins. They are actually twins. I know they look nothing alike, but they are twins. Allie Calvo and Andrea Kohlberg. They are the founders of Lead Love Legacy. Go to leadlovelegacy.com. And you guys said something, because you guys know I'm a certified Lean Six Sigma Green Belt, which is all about continual process improvement. You got to be able to define, measure, analyze, improve, and control. And one thing that I love what I heard is that it's measurable. See, because and Allie spoke my language, because she said we're not just going to drift through this. It's going to be something that's measurable. And mentorship can be measured, y'all. Okay, you want to give young people a vehicle by which there is forward progress. Okay. Yeah. And so, man, I love the Elevate program. All you got to do is go to leadlovelegacy.com, click on that gold bar that says start my 14-day trial. It's only $7. And if you can't afford it, reach out to Greg. I know he's got it. He's good for it. He'll hook you up with the seven bones to be a part of Lead Love Legacy. And we'd love for you to be a part of it. Now, there's other things that you guys got going on, too. You talk about raising resilience. Is there any more resilient people on this planet than you two?
It's one of our favorite things to teach, because it's so important and right. It's so valuable. And it can be such a gift in your life. Honestly, Andrew and I are, here's what we're throwing around. The Elevate Mentorship Program is specifically for teens, but I truly believe that the next component needs to be Elevate Mentorship Program for parents.
Yeah.
Because, and by the way, you just got the plug on that. Nobody knows that the Elevate for Parents is coming. So Allie just gave you the scoop. Congratulations on that one.
Well, listen.
Because that's the first time that's been said publicly. So Parents Mentorship Program is coming, because to be honest, guys, parenting is hard. I know I'm a single parent and Allie has a different situation, but parenting is hard and parents need the support as much as the kids do. And that's our language too. And so right. The whole idea behind the concept of us doing Elevate for Teens and Elevate for Parents really becomes the merging of those relationships and empowering one another, because when you have that network of support where you can both be working on the same concepts together and function as a team that empowers one another, not only is it a teachable thing, but it's a highly valuable thing that can change the whole entire course of the relationship that you have with your teens and the joy that you get from that.
So Jessica Madrigal says, by the way, we have 10-year-old fraternal twin girls. They look nothing alike as well. They are already talking about running businesses together when they grow up. So see,
yes, girls.
You know what I mean? Let's do it. Girl power. Yes, you know what I mean? Let's go.
Yes. So,
all right, guys, we got to be in rapid fire here. The motivation misconception. What is that about?
The motivation misconception really is all about the fact, you know, we always have people saying, hey, how do I motivate myself? How do I stay motivated? How do I motivate my kid? And the misconception is that's the end all of end all. And the truth is motivation is really unreliable. And the behavioral science that we know is that because the nature of motivation is specifically unreliable, you have to be able to understand that there are other things you can do to adapt when motivation is not as high. I mean, it's very normal for the cycle of motivation to ebb and flow all the time. And it's not realistic to be able to stay motivated all the time. So
right.
To the extent that you can break down your dreams when you're not feeling motivated, it's a little bit easier if you wanna lose 10 pounds and you've decided, I wanna go run a marathon. Well, just start by putting on your shoes. And if that's all you got today, because you weren't motivated, you did one little tiny action that moved the needle towards that marathon. And tomorrow you're gonna tie your shoes and you might walk out the door to the stop sign. And that's how far you got. And yay you. And the important part, I wanna really be clear on this, the important part of those little baby steps to get better on the way is that you celebrate those little baby steps.
Yeah.
If you just kind of dismiss it because, oh, I didn't get to my goal of the marathon. Oh, I didn't get to my goal of losing this weight. Oh, I didn't get to the goal of making $1 million this year. You got to a lot of baby steps along the way.
Right.
Celebrate that. And that builds confidence. That builds resilience, like we just talked about. And that's how you can pay attention to what motivation, to use motivation as a leverage instead of the thought process that you got to be motivated all the time.
So Greg, the VP says he lost 12 pounds. I don't know, Greg, if you lost 12 pounds or if your goal is to lose 12 pounds, Greg, I don't know. But you are looking a little slim in most recent pictures that I've seen. Our whole staff is scattered out throughout North Carolina. Thank God for remote, because we do everything remotely. We even meet remotely. How about that? That means I don't have to buy him dinner. So there's that. You also talk about overwhelm. What that means is helping your team reduce toxic anxiety. You also talk about moving mountains, how to help your child overcome anything. And man, I love that part right there, man. I talk about the Navy SEALs say it pays to be a winner. Listen, man, teach them how to overcome. Don't teach them how to cower down in the face of adversity and wrap a bubble wrap cellophane styrofoam box around them. Teach them how to overcome. And this is why we have, ladies and gentlemen, Impacting Life 24/7. I have these ladies on our show tonight because they've spoken to the inner core of really what's the great thing that's waiting to be unleashed inside of you. Allie and Andrea have helped start that process. You guys also talk about Superwoman. What is up with that? What's Superwoman about? Before you go into Superwoman, she did hurt my feelings on motivation misconception. I guess I'm going to not become I'm no longer a motivational speaker, ladies and gentlemen. I'm fired. I will not use the term. Do not anyone ever refer to me as a motivational speaker ever again, or you're off our staff. Is that clear? I am now, I don't know what I'm going to be called. Because she just shot it, and you're so true, because motivation is fleeting. It's temporary. I can't sometimes wrap my head around why people pay me so much to come and talk for a few minutes and inspire their team. But here's what you have to recognize. You have to couple motivation at the moment. You have to capitalize on it. That's what the organizations are doing. Man, inspire me. But then after that, when that wanes, Did your motivation inspire you to get active? Because the other side of the motivation is the activity and the action and the follow through and the resiliency.
Yeah.
And so I am a resiliency speaker. Maybe that's what I'll be called.
I love it.
Yep.
Well, and to be fair, there's nothing wrong with motivation, because the intrinsic and extrinsic motivations, the inside and the outside motivation, all have value and benefit to move the needle. I think the distinction that Allie's making is, there's a difference between high performance and peak performance. And you can't function at peak performance all of the time, but you can be high performance across the board. And that's where your focus is.
Greg, you got to
type. That blew your mind, CL, didn't it?
Greg, you got to type that in the chat, brother, so we don't forget it. There is a.
You want to repeat it? I'll give that to you again, guys.
Say that again.
High performance and peak performance.
Yeah, there is a difference, ladies and gentlemen. And sometimes maybe people fizzle out. All right, hey, team, give me about 3 more minutes, okay? Because I got to close this show out. But there's a difference between thinking that you got to be at peak and full throttle the whole time. Man, sometimes people fall short because they're not performing at what is it, peak performance? Maybe you just get to high performance. You know what I'm saying? That's very, very good. Very great insight. You guys are just so sharp. Now, back to the Superwoman thing, because I don't see Superman on here, but I'm just going to let y'all tell me what Superwoman is about.
Well, Superwoman really is just a reference to the frequent expectation or the frequent question, I should say, that people often ask, and they will preface it in saying, man, you guys are entrepreneurs, you're all over the globe, you have kids, we both have kids and households that we're running and all of those things, how do you do it all? Okay. And the truth is that we do it imperfectly, and that's okay.
Yeah.
And that, in large part, I feel like our kids are almost grown. Both of Anders are in college. One of mine is in college, and I have 2 at home. One is my biological son. One is a son who is what I call my bonus son. He has lived with us since Hurricane Harvey flooded his house. So I actually have 2 that are seniors in high school. And we're not perfect at all of this stuff. None of us are. And as Anders said earlier, parenting is hard. But the idea of Superwoman is that Superwoman is imperfect, and Superwoman is just using her talents to do the best she can to make the mark in the world that she knows how to make.
Wow. Now that's powerful, y'all. Listen, sometimes when I'm going to take a photo, I have to get rid of, before I take a photo, even in my own house, y'all, listen to this. I know, Greg, I'm going to close. Just give me a second. I have to get all the clutter away because I want people to think that my house is Better Homes and Gardens. I don't want them to see nothing laying around, no cups, no socks, Samson, all fur everywhere. No, man. I'm just taking a simple photo, but I got to make it look like the house is in apps. Y'all know that y'all houses don't be looking like some of them pictures y'all post on Facebook. And the message behind that is this, is that we don't have to be perfect. See, the Superwoman concept is great, man.
Well, we're not.
That's right. We're not perfect human beings, and we're doing it the best that we can. Andrea and Allie have showed us, though, that when life delivers you adversity, you can still make it. I mean, from coming out of their mother's belly, they were told that they wouldn't make it through the night. But they did make it through the night. When they were told that, you know, that they didn't have a place to eat and had to share clothes, they made it through that. When their father walked out on them and left them stranded without a biological dad in their life, they made it through that. When Andrea had to stare cancer in the face, they made it through. Y'all went through it together. They made it through that. Andrea's blindness, she's made it through that. And I'm just telling you guys, the R word in what they said, the resiliency is absolutely true. These people are living resiliency. And I want you guys to connect with them right now, leadlovelegacy.com. I'm going to ask you guys this on air. My producers have already sent me a message. They don't usually do this. But would you guys be interested in coming back on our show in the fall?
Absolutely.
I want to, because, you know, some shows you don't want to go back on. So, you know, it's like, no, I'm good.
We have scratched the surface.
That's right. I know. And that's good because, again, that's what we want to do. We want to help build the connections that we have around the world with people like you. So what I do on every show, and I gotta make sure that we only got like a couple minutes, y'all. So y'all gotta be a motivational speaker on steroids. I want you guys to take about 30 seconds, 35 seconds, and give a word of encouragement to our young people and families out there as we enter into a new realm, a new season in 2021. Andrea, I'll let you go first.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I will tell you one thing, and one thing for sure, is that you are enough. Not only are you enough, you're more than enough. You're not what the internet says you are. You're not what the society says you are. You're not what anybody else says on the comment section you are. You are born, you are created, you are fearfully and wonderfully made into a miraculous human who is worthy, who is loved, and who makes this world a better place every single day. Keep owning that, and everything else gets better.
I'm owning that, Andrea. Allie, floor is yours.
I'll parlay on that and say, I know sometimes this is really hard, and particularly right now, you feel like things are really tough or unprecedentedly tough. And the truth is this uncertainty that you might be feeling right now is not unprecedented. We've never had a crystal ball. And I want you to celebrate that. I want you to, instead of looking at unprecedented or uncertainty as something that's fearful to you or something that's hard to you, I want you to shift your perspective now and think about what an opportunity this is. So I want you to run towards what's uncertain. I want you to run towards what's scary to you, because the opportunity that is behind that vulnerability is unbelievable. It's going to take work for you. It's going to take faith from you. Right. It's going to take a lot of empathy and personal responsibility for you, but you are already equipped. Go out there and do that now, and your entire world will change.
Man, that is so powerful. You guys know me being the war hero that I am. When she was saying run toward the fear, I was thinking about the Navy SEALs. They don't run from the gunfire. They run to it, y'all. Ooh, come on, somebody, man. I tell you what, you guys have really, really just set the stage for how I know people are going to be impacted. I'd love for you guys to go and check out their team coaching program, Elevate. You can go to leadlovelegacy.com. Just put that in the chat one more time, guys. For those of you listening on our podcast, you can go to leadlovelegacy.com. Our guests in our virtual studios are the two twins, Allie Calvo and Andrea Kohlberg. They're in Houston, Texas, which I'll be there with y'all in October, have really inspired us to say, man, no matter the adversity, you still can make it. Ladies, I really appreciate you. I'm going to have you back in November. I'll send you all the information and along with the links tonight. You guys have really rocked the stage. Continue doing great things, man, and we look forward to talking to you again real soon, okay?
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, CL. Great to meet everybody.
All right, you guys, you can remove yourself out the room. That's good. Thank you guys for being with us. And ladies and gentlemen,
absolutely, thank you.
Here's where we are on Impacting Life 24/7. It's me and Greg and the team, leadlovelegacy.com. Man, those ladies were powerful. Man, born in adversity. I had a speech about that. Born in adversity and still succeeding. So man, no matter, man, when you come out of your mother's belly, here's what's supposed to be happening. A bunch of joy and excitement and nostalgia and anticipation about the future. And when the doctor comes to you and says, hey, look, y'all ain't gonna live past tonight. That's what that was the diagnosis of the twins when they were born. Y'all ain't gonna live, y'all ain't gonna make it through tonight. Congratulations, mom and dad. And when they made it through the night, you know, a human error caused poor Andrea to have visual impairment for the rest of her life, an overdose of oxygen. And those ladies, they have taken the birth in adversity like the sea turtle, and they just kept swimming. See, some you see others get swooped up by the enemy, by predators. You see others get swooped up in the sea, even in their natural habitat. But Andrea and Allie, they just kept swimming. Not one bit impressed about the adversity. Just continued to swim. And look at that. They have a global network helping young people cheer and dance over in the UK, and also helping young people with their mentorship program, Elevate, here in the United States. We're going to have them back in November, y'all. They are just truly remarkable. What a remarkable story. And it bears hearing again. Go connect with them at leadlovelegacy.com. If you'd like to become a sponsor of Impacting Life 24/7, we'd love to have you. Our sponsors are what help this thing continue to grow. We're we're efforting to continue to make this show better every single month. Like I'm not satisfied with the lighting, not satisfied with the sound, not satisfied with we want to continue to bring to you the listener and the person who downloads. We want to continue to bring to you the highest quality listening experience that you can have. And so our sponsors help us do that. Our sponsors also help us take our trainings and coaching programs out on the road to young people at a very, very, very reduced cost. And so again, sponsorship with Impacting Life 24/7 has three levels: silver, gold, and platinum. You can go to our website, clkingspeaker.com, and see how easy it is to become a sponsor. Our gold and platinum sponsors, they get a commercial on our show for as long as they're a sponsor. So 95 years from now, if you're still a sponsor and I'm still running this show, we're going to let everybody know about what you're doing. And we believe in partnerships and connecting and investing in other people, man. It's not just, you know, some podcasters, it's just about them and they talk and all that. It is about us sharing the rest of this world with y'all. And then maybe a few words can have an impact on a human life. Thank you, Greg. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Danny. Thank you, Katrina. And thank you for all of our listeners that download our podcast. I think we're almost at 20 different countries, 30 plus states all around the world. We didn't start out like that, but we're thankful for where we are. We believe the sky's the limit. We look forward to talking to you on Thursday. Go and have your church shoes on. I have Michelle Boudreau coming on from another Texan. This must be Texas week. So tune in Thursday, 8:30 p.m. on Impacting Life 24/7 with your host, CL King. Have a great night.